Hello and welcome to MNIT Talks. My name's Paul Harvey. I'm the editor of MNIT and I'm here today with Helen McCabe, who is the managing director of BCD M&E UK. Hi, Helen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming along. Now, we're here to talk today about the BCD M&E 2021 Global Trends Report, which was recently published. And in your section, you say that there's clear signs of a steady recovery in the UK. I was just wondering what these signs are, and are you seeing increased demand at the moment?
The good news is, Paul, that yes, we are definitely seeing increase in demand.
Fantastic.
I wouldn't say we're back at 2019 levels by any means. I don't think anybody could sit and confidently say that we're back at 2019 levels. But we are feeling, as the general phrase, cautiously optimistic. I know it's a regularly used phrase, but it seems to fit quite well as far as we're concerned at the moment with seeing and monitoring volumes coming into the business. So, you know, we look at our inquiry levels, we look at number of briefs, and we're seeing a steady increase of both volume and different types of opportunities that are coming through the door, which is, you know, fantastic news as far as we're concerned.
Brilliant. And so how long have those increases been going on? When did that start climbing up?
Well, we've really seen it throughout the year, if I'm honest. Things have picked up, but the types of bookings that we've seen or the types of requests that we've seen have picked up at various stages. So it's twofold, really. So we've seen the pockets of increase coming in line with the UK government roadmap. So it was clear that after the UK government had made, you know, four stages of reopening. And after each announcement, so once each line of the roadmap was drawn and the openings occurred, you could almost guarantee 2 or 3 days later, we would see then the increase in opportunities coming from our clients. Mm-hmm. The announcements were made, we saw the opportunities arise. We've also seen that in line with the international borders reopening, as you can imagine. And we've also more recently seen, as the clients have returned to their offices, again, we've seen new activity again on the back of that. So we've seen it in various different waves throughout the year. Now, some of the smaller meetings, which, you know, up to sort of 10 people, they haven't really stopped throughout the year. We've seen quite a lot of small domestic only meetings, local meetings taking place throughout the year. And then as things started to expand, they became then more residential meetings as well. Virtual meetings still play a huge part in the requests that are coming through and what we're delivering to clients. But we're now also within Q4 starting to see multi-regional attendees and larger events taking place as well. So,
well, fantastic.
It is really great news. You know, we have staff traveling on site now overseas, as well as placing, you know, venue find only requests to overseas with lots of attendees. So we're really starting to see things picking up.
One thing I also picked up on in the report was that you mentioned business diversification. What kind of diversification has been taking place during the pandemic? And what kind of effect do you think this is going to have on the sector going forward?
A huge effect. I mean, I could sit and talk about this all day. I mean, what we're seeing is that a lot of the business is very short lead. I'll just talk about the current business at the moment and how that will affect the future, I think. So it's very short lead.
How short are we talking?
Well, you know, we're being asked to look at event briefs for November.
Wow. Like
meeting requests are coming in for the next few days. And so the notice period that we're getting is extremely short lead. So we're either being asked to book meetings and events for the next few weeks, or even for the longer term business, we're holding that space, or we're holding that event on within our pipeline. And then there's a delay in committing to the contract, committing to going ahead and actually confirming either that space or that event. And this is where I rephrase my original opening statement with being cautiously optimistic. There is a huge element of cautious demand out there right now. Clients have a huge appetite. We all have a huge appetite to reconnect face to face. But there is an element of cautiousness that's carrying through. We're being asked to hold multi-locations. And so a brief that comes in that may be held in Madrid, for example, we're also being asked to hold for Lisbon and many other European or global destinations on the back of understanding how the COVID implications may affect a particular region. We're also being challenged with regards to the payment and the deposit schedules with regards to a lot of the events as well, given the situation that we're in from a cash and from a commitment perspective from venues and suppliers. The contracts are more challenging, making sure that we have all of the appropriate elements within the contract and navigating the new COVID implications around the on-site requirements as well also adds further complications. So business is improving. We're seeing volumes picking up. We're seeing more of an optimism with regards to clients wanting to have more face-to-face events. But it is more challenging now. We have more hurdles to cross and more challenges to face as we open up and start and place more face-to-face business.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like there's a whole raft of new challenges that you're facing. And I was just wondering, how are you dealing with this? It's just kind of a case of learning and learning quickly?
It is, yeah. I mean, you know, when we're talking about diversification, we are having to really think differently now. Every brief that comes in, we're having to approach it in a slightly different way. 2 years ago, when we thought that in 6 months' time, the only way that we will be dealing with an event brief is virtually, you know, we would have never foreseen that, okay? And yet we did. Our industry was really quick to do a U-turn and to provide different solutions to ensuring that those meetings and events still took place. That's not going to change. I think that flexibility is absolutely key for our industry over the next 18, 24 months. But still, while we're looking back and thinking about how we've diversified, we have kept really, really close to our clients over the last 18 months. And I think that's absolutely critical. We've been driving the partnerships, even with very, very little activity whatsoever, understanding how the pandemic is affecting their business, and conversely, talking to them about the pandemic and how it's affecting our business. Engagement has been absolutely critical. You know, over the last few weeks, I've continued to have conversations with senior stakeholders in our client base, understanding what recovery looks like for them and what their challenges are, and how we can continue to drive that partnership and drive that value within those relationships. So, you know, it's absolutely key that we continue to understand how we can add value, how we can drive value to their bottom line, how we can clearly measure the value that we're providing to those clients. And in some respects, Paul, we're having to look at the value and how we provide that to our clients almost from a scientific result perspective in everything we do now. This has made us really think creatively about how we apply this and how it's critical to both our business and actually to our clients' business as well. And how we also evolve and work with our suppliers as well in this sort of triangular type of solution that we're finding ourselves in.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned obviously being flexible, and I suppose it's working with your clients and with your suppliers as well, and everyone having an understanding that everyone needs to be flexible and kind of, so it's more of a spirit of kind of collaboration now?
I think there has to be. You know, I think in order for our industry to not just evolve, but actually survive as well, Paul, you know, our industry has been incredibly hard hit. It's been heavily affected over the last 18 months, with international travel still remaining heavily affected, right? And, you know, during client conversations, the client's business has been effective in the main, especially when it comes to attending and delivering events. And so we're having to be going through this with a very open and transparent level of conversation between the two in order for us to all survive, right? You know, as I mentioned earlier on, the short lead and unknown future of the types of briefs that we're getting in is forcing us to have more open and honest conversations with our clients to make sure that we can continue to deliver great value, to deliver great service in an industry that has been heavily hit over the last 2 years. And so that partnership, that you know, open collaboration has got to continue. We're having to sort of manage the message, manage expectations, because the supply chain is heavily impacted, as we know, within the hospitality industry. And the communication back to our clients through third-party agencies has got to be, you know, remain really clear about how we can continue to deliver and add value, as I say. So, yes, I think collaboration and partnership is absolutely critical during these times.